contrôler. Il y a une manie, mais tu tiens sur tes personnes, tes Asi mara mani bai wani wani to ko na wa Eskimo ni ku ku ni ku de blue cream da nasi kabat sa al manna ikkani United States ni ku ba ga na ni
wa na Eskimo
ya mani
ka du mai ta
su me
Canada
oh he said he's seen the blonde Eskimo. He's seen the blonde Eskimos.
Where?
Canada.
Maybe up in Finland, right?
Canada, you think? Canada, you
think? And that was used in a chorus there, being
regarding the thing. Can you
bet? You bet. 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 Vi har inte kommit så katet.
Ni ber du kalla mig inte.
Ni ber jag att han måste vara det. Vi tror att det kommer att hända. Det är inte
mig kollektivt att säga. Det
är inte mig kollektivt att säga. Det är inte mig
kollektivt att säga. Det är inte mig kollektivt att säga. Det är inte mig
quite a generalization.
Yeah, it sort of makes one think that it can be everyone.
Do you remember the thing that we went over today?
Well, I didn't take notes.
Any of the anthropological writings that you want to ask about?
It may be on a topic that you want to know more about, or maybe a topic that you don't agree with, but something that you would like more information on. But pertaining to
survival skills surrounding water sensing and if you
could include that. Tingriga, ano niyang nisyo kahuktok sa makano ka ka alat. Allah is it never did Angunian in it. Okay. Concerning any topics, he would like the questions limited to the Barrow area, because that is where he has grown up and knows of the terrain and such, and the people.
Does anybody know where Bjorn is?
If he's going to come today? He was going to come. I'm interested in hearing what he was interested in about New Rasmussen and if Mr. Anderson remembers anything. But maybe we could wait until Bjorn gets here. He was across the hallway from me a few minutes ago. Yeah, just like a green man. Is that on?
What were the things we were going to cover? New craftsmen?
Hunting. There was Anunnaanik. I wrote down without translating it. Anunnaanik was hunting up there that we wrote down.
Stories about this.
I think one, oh, it is going. One direction that we could follow, I think that would be similar to the whaling, would be on the questions raised about walrus. Walrus came by there. I wonder what time of the year was that, before or after mm-hmm. whaling, fall, mm-hmm. summer, or when, and mm-hmm. how they were hunted.
Mm-hmm. Sabin aivan silloin, moni on ihan tyyn aivan, joka kovalla on aati, no, sumiluvu, pisuvatiin, malokkanolo, moni arvovatiin aivan, että kärin niin. Pagma pagluteman niin joo.
Alla mo voi olla chukki pagmune. Nga mo kiva julai julai nung saktong man siko alakin nga kahro siko kaiman dege rutini ko siya kahoro ay me kung yego siko tamatama siya kaya na
towards the in July, towards the end part of the month of July, and after the ice has left and returns, when it returns, usually on the ice, there's a lot of animals that are marine mammals that are can be found on the ice.
Taimani makpunanga snow kone gulo pinyanga ngapta kamotidik. Semmin kisinjik olla te kaukopta aika kun gutila ape adamit turukta aunul aika kisulut kanutuk sinji pikiro ai yuchulun ni seko kanen mat te tahlidi sin se kaakuri aika adishina tago va kanen mat
seko before the Indian people started using the traditional means of travel like snow machines and while they were still using dog sleds and other means of transport, the Indian people around the Barrow area did a lot of walrus hunting, and at times they would be hunting without much sleep. They would be going back and forth to the hunt for the area where they hunted walrus.
Aibikiluat, umianik, ikismaluksao suurut, kanu, aibikinanumit. Aibikit, iksinaktut, kaunang napeallaktut, ikisikit, iksinaktutunne. Ikisikasane aktuni, akuttua, ikismaluksao, umiak, ikisikuk, kaunang slanginman, akuttua, umiak.
People who hunt from using umeak, the skin boat, use the umeak to hunt walrus,
which is Ivan.
People who hunt walrus from boats need to be very careful and know the danger, especially if they are hunting walrus that have been wounded. They must be very, the person who's the steering person at the end, the steerer, I don't know what you call him, needs to be aware of the animal's activities around the boat, because if he's not cautious, and the walrus might come up
From under the water and pierce the boat. Kanaksi sumnak tayo ng misura tayo ma. Nuna binig sa tig, tikit sa to kami yung tiyektok sa asuga at sa mga itiyalik siko, uko ay kagay nuna nilata siko mauna ito. Tula kami isuklo, tapo nga, ay kagay tiyak kakumalo at abro nga kasupiak at akluwit. Ay kagay kasulot, ito kaya ma.
Ma, kit kali nila din, ma'am, tamat ko ah, ay kagay.
Hai.
Ya.
Suru.
Kanu kala tu ni naik dia tu.
Nau me abe yang itu naik cuma.
When the those who are hunting a walrus from a boat need to pick ice that has Wallace on it. He hasn't said the name yet. But there's you have to be very careful of how you approach the ice that the walrus are in. And in order, you have to be very careful as you approach it to make sure that you can make direct contact. You have to watch the contours of the iceberg. Know the contours underneath so that your boat will be able to go alongside the iceberg before you strike the walrus.
Kaunarin, maliktalit ka amal ka kaunarit ko siya rin nga uwo nga ayawin nyo si Cutie Gupta sam na imek kanya ko luwa ayawin nyo sam masamang nga umiya kanya ka luwa at sam masi ayawin atip tingin tao ng kukuli at ikaw siya luwa nga luwit takaktong luwit ayawin tao na at ikalok tuni tinguro.
As a young man, he was told that he was participating in a walrus hunt, and they were approaching the iceberg that the ice that the walrus are in. They were told to pay to look into the water, and because at times there are walrus that are swimming underneath and can do damage to the boat if they're not careful. So, but if they see walrus in the water, then they were told to move their hands over the water like this, and when they do that, then the walrus usually
dies.
They are afraid of the action and the movement that is caused by hands.
I became mother, makwa piyat ilaksiat kusuit kaj. I was piyamin.
During walrus hunting, it was forbidden to hunt the young.
Kaya aywa ya yung tito ang mat imimang nga ulaw bisuktut tamna si aywa kit kakumabiyat aywa nang mipaklugit samang nga sikum sikumik tuga aming nik sikumik suwo yan ay wakasila agad. Aiba ya nipatwak tu saramisuk.
If the other adult walrus is ever hear a baby walrus crying, then they go into action, so to speak, and start coming from all different directions, and at times they may even break up the ice from underneath the area, the ice that the other walrus are in. And that's in reaction to the cry of the baby walrus or young walrus.
Yung kabigang oruan ik ay bakit siya kaguyit yun ay bakit ko kini simalot kano inyuit ang mata kinyukot kinyetur kinyetur kisuga iksilat sila laisan ni ay bakit yun inyuk kalang amat.
People in the crew that are out walrus hunting do not like to include one that has boasted of walrus hunting, because it is said that the walrus know of this somehow, and they do they act in a way to remind the person of his boast to show him what they can do.
They perform. Rapisok to Lamik to Ivory's coming next at ten. Mariotic summing in the next summing in the law. I've only a lapia whole of Tao in the second and can mimic Mariotic summing in another woman.
During walrus season, the people of Barrow are busy at that time. Walrus hunting, preparing meat for the people as well as food for the dogs.
Taktung man, ay vaksilay kami ginuit. Umiuramit pulso ni imakalib lugo. Oo, hindi sa kakuro. Tayo na si, tayo na sa kaktok, tayo matusaka milog. I will tama libira o tamna lipatwa to sa gamisyo.
During when it's foggy and they're out walrus hunting and can't see any walrus in sight, then a person, one of the people in the boat, gets close to the water and hollers into the water like he did, and this is to attract other walrus in the area. And usually, when they do that, then another walrus responds.
Talk to me now. Sama faktor ini tu ngai betul.
Ada kerja mengani ada.
Ii.
He has given you a general idea of the walrus hunt, and if you have any questions.
Have they hunted walruses off the beach? You shoot them, and then they kind of come to the coast.
Yeah, maybe Arvek si luvaru, tady jim si nějaký, makisi nějaký dina, jáni. Pokud jak to je, um jak to lidi nevidí, aby nám bylo, inu, tady jim si nějaký, nějaký, aji jeva.
Dubo mi má ne, kaki masu ito, unang si kome, si aksesu.
They do not stay on landlocked ice, but they can, but they come with the ice that is returning. So they're on ice that is moving.
What kinds of weapons do you use?
Sumigo ka set ko kahrugting ayo siyo.
Inyong mga set ko ilingal supulit. Balik talik kakamain nyo eh. 30-30. Patik talik ni kailan eh. Naga 30-6 yung pangit talawak. 30-amil yung tamang na siyupunig isyo maray.
When I was growing up, the weapons that we used were guns, and he named them 30-30 and 30-6. That he went to hunt walrus. Yes?
When we, I don't know how it is with walrus, but in Southeast hunting seal, whenever we shoot them, they sink very quickly. We always had to go very quickly to get them. I wonder about walrus. I can't visualize walrus hunting.
When I need to go, then some Southeast Mali. Not just you, I mean, this is my rule. Can let me go, not just Sarah, giving you a rule. Can let me go up because we will. I'm sorry. I'll be for the rule of can you walk with up either to visit to me? Giving you over Naka.
Shoot, Ivory.
Yeah, Ivory.
Ivory, give me a look. Nani, it can I choose. Makwalo, ubani, ayaw ka kami noon na ba niyo ang mata makwalo sa lip, pisikta ko siya ito kahit makwalo, nagkasa kami, sa kiyakso ito kung ano, kibit katakawa, yun ang nakitiklinin. Iluaksip pataw kisiyan eh, pisik, kisiyan mga gawa pinanihan eh, kisimuti ka ulo.
Walrus hunting is usually done in the evening, and there's and that is why they have certain tools like the unako to retrieve it, a retriever. But they are told that when they are walrus hunting, they are not to shoot the walrus that are along the edge of the ice, because when the commotion begins, then the live walrus drag, push the walrus that has been wounded into the water. So they are told to shoot a walrus that is positioned further away from the edge of the ice.
Is it true that the pack of walrus swim with the female walrus in the center and the bulls on the outside protecting the female? I had been told that in another class in the second opinion.
I think you are in mummy,
Lisi mamalo apere ne aya sumittam ne ritto namma.
He said that you know, and he knows the activity, like he's confirming it. Okay. And he would like to know what your source is.
Linda Ilana, professor of anthropology, who was married to a canine has gone on walrus hunts, and she told us that, and I figured it must be true, but it just seems so strange to me.
Oh. Isari mini yosam aranam in mani isari yuan gata kaktoni ilana mika inyupia mikuya kama marwaka King Island yun uli yun taktu mga wok isari
King Island miru mitcho nga kutka awin miru kutka awin amuni aani nga nikisi ani apeksu taka kaktu at tusasu kitka
aglaan nga apeksu kaktu akin na Ingle ko magay sa ayret.
Sama tam na kwalo lo kalla sa kanya ila.
He reiterated again that he did not want to hear about acts of things that pertain to in other communities because each community activities are different. Each environment, I guess, is different.
How I like to be a question mark that because.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then he said he would answer.
I looked at about 5, 6, 7 miles. I bet it's enough to an in Nani or you with Kimurune. I bet in Mammy Nalung, but it's enough to.
When the walrus are in the water, we stay away from them. We do not get close to them. We leave them alone, and they are. They can sometimes stretch for 5 to 7 miles.
Big herd.
A big herd would extend that far. So, the question. Yeah, that's what he said. So that's a lot of water. So
this is in relation to. Yes, Sina. Yes, Sina. Squeeze my demand that I met you. Tunga na ang
when there's no ice, they are in that formation. Mm-hmm. I guess a long stretch formation. And when there's no ice, they are very, very dangerous.
Why is it that only the female skin was used traditionally on the rock? Is there a reason?
That's all.
In his in Barrow, the walrus is not used to skin the boat. Only very seal skins are used to skin the boat.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use a modern aluminum boat, or is the umiak better than a modern boat?
Aluminum nito umiak ang boat, but I don't feel kami na abekodalo umiak pero kas nakul hakpa. The other name right here is used for walrus hunting, and it was the whaling boat of the first whalers, the ones that had the mast on, the mast sail, right? But only a fool would go out walrus hunting in an aluminum boat.
Why is that?
Sumargo. Sumargo ka aluminum ni ka atus atus.
Aluminum ni cuman ni agak siap tahap tak umi lagi cok kanga kami orang macam aluminum ni tu tak ada nutrisi ni.
Amin. Abi ko jadi sumargo pang mabang ka aluminum ni.
Aluminum ni pang mami bisa keluar tu. Agak siap ada tu agak siap si kapit tu. Two or three itu orang inu rumah. Kisahnya kisah pinjai rumah apa mami.
Nowadays they can use the aluminum boat, but traditionally, as you know, they didn't. But the flower printing techniques have changed from the traditional times to now.
Inu kisah orang pang mami, ay pang dia lingat lor. Utkaw ini inu ay perit kau ni bengang inu kaya sabah agilimal lor.
Nowadays, walrus hunting is not as big activity as it used to be traditionally because and only a few people go walrus hunting because of the permanent jobs that men have in the community.
Do they head hunt like people along the Bering Strait, like Brother Ivory, like head hunt?
Oh, Brother Ivory. Pag mabago ka utkaring ni Agus si orang ni kam tuwai ni ako yaksi nangli kisulati
no tanda sa ang raw umi ay bersyok to ani ilaw yung minya chok never
if a person is caught doing that then he can never be he can never join another walrus hunt.
I just wonder if you could describe that tool, the retriever, how they retrieve a walrus that's sunk into the water.
Una ba una ka, una kinya nga, dichuresao ka. So mapiliyo ko po na ako, katilo mapiliyo ko binya nga.
Kino, tuna yung wisho, tamo nga eh.
Na.
Eh. Jika sabi kami, tahun lalu gua kubiat kucing lu, tamau nak kiri kurmat nak kubiat kucing lu gua.
Iya.
Nampak, senin mut. Kubiat kucing lu gua, asih sabi kami, jika nampi, guna pe, nampi lebih niksan ni, tamau nak niok tol gua.
Iya.
Bahe. Sabi kami nampak. Mau nampaknya punya apa perlu? Ia tapi ni ada cukup mana allah ini susah kena nak tapi tu mana allah malu.
Ia macam
kalau
kalau
siapa kalau allah kena buna ini tak mau nanti menjadi mukut itu begitu aje.
Ini
mukut itu belum bersama lagi.
This is wood. This is a wooden shaft here, and you have something to prevent this from moving around. And this is a metal piece here, and this is the harpoon head as you see it. And it's attached. The string is a rope or some sturdy, I guess, rope is attached onto here along the shaft and tied around here. And this rope is then attached onto the rope.
Sweet days you learn?
Unak.
Unak.
I wrote it down here in water.
Take Nazi. Shivani Tua.
Unak.
He. Tukunago.
Mr. Lukak. Is it metal?
So many books of Ahova, to the Ahova.
Ivory, brass, copper, nang sa bago siyo, or copper.
You can tell between my people.
Tukamiglo, naulamiglo, at the cock took tam na. Naula.
Naula.
Look,
Benda. Nah, come on, nah, eh.
This is Iko. The other name. Napunak is Naula.
Naula, take a siboni, take in that. Be all. Aksuna man na si.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mauna si Bonito ako na.
Eh.
Naula.
Eh. Mangungman. Pero. Aksuna ka man na kaligil na galawa ka. Kapin niya, una kaligil na galawa ka.
Oh, when it's, when they strike it, then it removes itself. And it's stuck and...
Una kain na.
The rope is attached.
Una kain na. Naulugutan man. Ay ba nga mo, apatak pa ka nga mo, ima kumakalaw ting ayip si ay ba sinat kami at sinangin nyo. Tuwi kami, unak naman na tuwa ang minig si kumit kakluwo, apatak pa, pati minakluwo kakluwa, ay ba ko.
When a walrus is struck and it's furious, then it can serve us. It surfaces again and then destroys the breaks apart the unak, and later on it can come up next to the avatapak and smashes it. It's here. That's after it's been harpooned. And it has this in it.
So we're taking a look at it. We're going to get the mummy in, but it's in after.
That is, their walrus are very dangerous in water, and one is very careful. Oh, avatapak was the same instrument that we talked about in the whaling.
Does it usually take a number of shots to kill a large walrus?
Kind of,
kapsinigo, set to zoo, or room, to chat to,
either.
In your wish, just one shot.
Yeah. If the person knows what he's doing, no. just one shot.
Right in the head of the side, not in the front.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That head is just covered with thin skin and a thin sauna. Right here. Mm-hmm. You hit it so many times, you won't hurt. No walrus. All solid in the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all bone in the front. So, as he explained, there's a soft piece
on the side. I'm taking some other up here. I've got to make some of the power. One shot. 15 sometime later. 50 si pakanguro kay bakit kakumaro at atawag si me ilaan ninyo kaya guro.
So the person who is positioned just in front is has a favorite position and he has to know what he is doing in that situation.
What about younger hunters? I wonder how old anyone has to be before they can go out hunting in the old times anyway. I understand now that they don't hunt as much, but
Temanigo ka, kan din ukiyo kaktu krausu ba naka aktiv nga suba. Nakatpiyak ima o na ka nakatpiyak maliku nga aktiv nga ni ay na suyo ko din.
Malik talakama, I was around 12 years old.
7 first cut your first walrus hunt?
Yeah.
Tapos ng mga nutang alat, kung nagsika, kung daw ito kami maliit na lalo kami.
And if anyone is younger than 12 years old, they can come along if they have someone there to take care of them. But I guess you can take care of yourself.
Do you remember the first walrus you got? Remember the first deer I got? I wonder if you remember your first walrus.
Sabi ko po ni ilaw ko ito nga ay binakin mara ako may sakain ako kasi tiyulo nga malikin sa kalagama ay batilawan ni isa't ikan isa't ko po ni ilaw ko nga ito nga.
When he was a member of the walrus hunting crew, he stayed towards the end, the not the front part of the boat as much, so he didn't.
Sabkul guruani, ilisimaluani, sabutaka uva, so they gilo, yung namanga sabi, tuminalcho, inyo ilisimaluani, kisokto, sabutaki uva.
The reason being that only the very best, the people, the men who knew what they were doing, had to be in the front section of the boat.
Does he remember who he hunted with?
John Kongersa. Isi masuk ke sana saya juga, umi aku aja pun malah tak apa juga.
Isi mobil, nah, ni yang pos kikoya itu ni.
Ni dah anggapkan tua kata ada apa nak?
Ni dah anggapkan sam husband sam father.
He gave a shock to be honest.
More questions, he welcomes more questions, no matter what.
What do you use the walrus for? His hide and the meat and the ivory and the bone?
Lucky diamond, Abafiro. Kanugo, Atugungavaru, I get anything. It's all singing in the past, but Okausi, the way of Kanuk Atugungatila, I
forget. May kok luwit, niti may yung bayat suwit, kawin lukad, may kok luwo ak tsunami, tukta liyo ulo, tukta. Sama, yung luwo, ay laki-laki kami na at siyaman, kakis luwo, matub luwo, kapsit, tayin na kiliktat, ay wakit, sama ugay. Nakul at kunak ukwa si naksimu yung nikakaw nga lo.
Inna, taman na ay.
Kapalo nga yung takilo ang naksimu inna.
Inna?
Eh, ten na.
Nakibiliwani?
Eh, nakukulo. Ilo at kaw mag-alik lo.
Okay.
Nito may ilo pa akulo.
Stitching, ha?
Nakibiliwani?
Wait, we're in this right now. What he's saying is that the way they prepare it for food is that they sew it back together again with the kalk on the top, and the flesh inside, okay? And when they do this,
Kapsinik pisuk kami, yung kipik sa kaano, kapsinik pisuk kami.
If a person has enough walrus to make, preparing to tuktak, he usually does, and it's stored in a place where it will not get wet, and he hasn't said where yet.
Dalit kollo, shit kollo.
The first.
Uvdaliyo ko, guys.
Okay, the first. What do they call? They don't call the knees of the hind flippers.
She's calling for you wear that for slippers, shoe for. Eh, tell it over. Why should? How will you know? Would it tell not to be cut with food and your hole?
Okay, these are two kinds of flippers, the hind flippers and the fore flippers. Okay, and they're called Dalek Kukin in your back and Sit Kukin in your back.
Sit Kwak, Sit Kwak.
Okay. And the process, the end product of the meat when they make Tuk-tuk is Ura.
Those bundles are, what's on the outside of those?
The walrus skin itself, the hide. Oh. And then the, you see there's no more flippers, they're inside.
Huh.
And it's sewn back together. Oh. And set aside to ferment, and that's what urak is, fermented walrus. Fermented meat.
When you say fermented, that you don't mean it's aged.
Aged, yeah.
You mean
aged.
Aged,
yeah. Do not?
Kanasi yung 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 yung
yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung yung. And the intent is to eat them during winter.
Okay. Is the hide used for sewing or tools or anything?
Okay, na tuktaliyo in marugo ka album amin na sunun sunun ato ubayro tam na makakapotita.
Sure.
Album amya kau ilang
tama. Kau tawla ubayro suro. Utisuro puma tap suma tuktap.
It's when it's in this when you prepare it as a tuktap, then it also ages and ferments along with the meat. Aulantina siliwin marung tuktaliwin yaming kanugo.
I was doing now the channel of teachers of Sudi, but a blue with Jao to Mata, Talekotta Ubraleo.
First, if, even if they don't follow this process, then you can turn into urak.
Do they make muktuk too? Out of walrus? No?
That's only with the whale.
Do they use the intestines for anything?
Oh, I should. Asiyo ka tamatwa ingalwangi sumun at uwati.
Ingalwangi. Tablam ba sa lumaklog it. Tapi isu gay, uruk urut kalau kalau tuan muda memang mesti nak urut sama tuan.
Yeah, the intestines are removed right away, and they are cooked and eaten right away.
What is it that they? I'm sure in Vero that they don't make the raincoats anymore that they used to make. But is that seal intestine that you use for that, or what?
Oh,
you know, they sew it all together. It's
more raincoat.
See, look, see, see. See, 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 see, see.
See, see, but that wait until we reach the other animal to talk about the raincoat.
I'm the Yuba, not Kalu, with a Marconing Alani, but Shokta Yuba.
If you have any more questions, first let's finish answering your questions concerning the walrus, and then we can move to, then you can ask questions of other animals.
Dalam nak produk silang nali ular kawasan ini, apa produk saya pada kisah ni ada tu.
I will talk about the raincoat after the questions if you have no longer any questions concerning the wall.
The distribution of the meat. did it stay with the hunting party itself, or was it distributed in another way?
Oh, apa kau tu ya? Apa kan aku out aku baru out aku bagi yang aku tak cinta berunia guru.
Ini malik tuat out aku guys kan itu kapsiu mata tap kuna ni umi aku tuan ni ubur pak jual celah aja tu dek sakti dek nyum murah tau guys. Agla tu gua temat ko umi aku pisu guys.
Okay, the walrus that is caught for that day is divided amongst the boat members, the crew members, but the tusks are the property of the captain.
Of all the walrus that would be shot.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell us where the tuktuk was stored while it fermented?
Oh, ang lasa ng lalaki ng bigo si merong kalasa ng tumitip. O kan lasa niya kto ame.
They are usually placed on a platform on a platform and covered with maybe tarp or something to prevent them from getting wet, and they are in that position for the summer. But they're placed on a little platform and elevated from the ground.
Are there terms for different parts of the meat, like say from the neck or shoulder or hindquarters, or are there special terms or ways of dividing the animal once it's been taken?
Here's two of them. That is called the flippers, six cock, I had them written down here. The four flippers, the hind flippers,
yeah.
And then the neck, the head, neako. And then there's the coke, which includes the skin and some blubber and bits of meat in there. And that's basically what it is. The people in Barrow prepare their food so that they cannot be touched by insects or any other things that might make them not good to eat.
There are several stories in Yemen about people that have died of the meat that were intoxicated, you know, something during some processes in the meat while fermented. Have there been any such incidents in the North Slope area that you remember?
You've heard of them or you've seen them? Or?
I've heard of it.
Nalai sabak tanya ni sekian mau pasik mau tu kunali suru sekian mau pangmambat pasik ku menyaksu itu tak urak sat sama juga.
Yeah, tuktuk is worked in such a way that the sun will not heat it as well, and it's only when the sun has kept it warm and has allowed, and thus the process of the juices becoming poisonous happen, and that's the medical. What about that? He didn't say whether he knows or anyone.
In my qua
She's unique. It may be what you have you have probably heard of people. What you have heard probably stems from people eating siliu. Siliu is a dead carcass of a walrus found along the beach, and that walrus has been exposed to the sun and warmth, and maybe the people that you have heard about ate some of that kind of meat from the dead carcass. I have not myself heard of any person getting poisoned, eating poisoned walrus meat in there, but I have heard of that happening down in Wainwright.
Atanek. Beside of Wainwright.
Atanek, just a little bit off this side of Wainwright.
I have a question on when they're sewn up now, is that a whole or is that a portion of the animal? Those three different pieces that are there.
Oh, these are whole. Yeah.
That looks like a lot to move around.
They take the calf is the outer skin of the animal, and if it's any size, you can cut it into any size and make it into a tukta and sew it up. So they can be any size, smaller, or I guess manageable.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they drain the blood out, or is this fermented with the blood in?
Usually the excess blood has been removed. It oozes out as they cut it. And so the excess blood has gone from the carcass already. And they bring in parts. They don't bring in the walrus whole into the village. They have to cut it up. They butcher it.
Never heard of anyone cooking.
How about some that is not aged? How is it prepared as far as cooking, boiling, roasting, water? What are some ways for preparing walrus besides the aging?
They retrieve the walrus in the water. Do they have to cut it up before they bring it out of the water, or can the whole crew pull it out of the water on the ice?
I got kami go ka inukan na pet ka kluo in mamin kuya sa over ng nakluo kuya sa ni over ng in mamin no
mamin nga no pisu ka no pet su in mamin ikilik to kun namay ug sikop ka no kluo ka tuma ay beke su ukwa kecek se kisisa su puti to kun lo wei tamay to kun su kanu to ni wa tigu wa sikop ka ni agla dikilik Isma kami jo nagroh lugo toko curat asin no kesro cikup kangen.
As I said earlier, the hunters try to shoot the ones that are in the middle of the in the middle of the herd in the on the ice, and those that are shot usually die there on the ice. But when the a wounded walrus is in the water. Then after they kill it, they usually haul it back out on the ice before they do any fishing.
So they can haul crude and pull it out of the water.
Yes. Did you ever carve things out of ivory?
In video, do a lot of silver.
Maybe I carve the sheep carving it.
When the Navy first came to the Barra area and see these, I guess, are the sailors, Navy people, he used to carve walrus at that time.
To sell to the sailors?
Or?
Not today, though.
No?
No.
So we love it.
Huh?
So we love it.
Tutelu gulung ayam ko niyako nga tugas lu, tugalik lu niyako tutelu gulung.
He used to make. Maggie asked, "What did he use to carve?" And he said he used to make buttons in the shape of a walrus. Why, I would like to have one.
That
would
be really valuable. Yeah,
the sailor. You want?
I was wondering whether he had any experiences with the communication between the walrus, besides what he had told already, and what kind of things he had heard about their ability to talk on long distances.
To sang a video na ka editing of it I read avan mon in na kilip tuji matun kisu but among the actin in na ibata ka kapi
tam na wakil ko yung minya kira kano ko luwa
he said he can't answer you because he does not know any communication between them because
they don't hear so well when they are up, maybe, or what, on the ice, because are they making lots of noise or what?
Oh, but that's not the video. Kind of the video in the kind of this room over
here. I believe she knocked the room. She knocked the room. Kaso kung nakto siyempre kanga nung tapong mga aglalin na kanya kilo ko inyo pitkoya siyempre chutputlo ting inna ay bakit inyo kina nga siya man na ubinig nilo tumbayab
the walrus sleep a lot on the ice. The boat crew can usually approach them very closely, and they are told to sit low in the boat while they are approaching, because like any other animal, the walrus is afraid of the human face.
You have to be careful about polar bears when you're hunting walrus, or can they be attracted to the place?
I'm looking at you. I will not see. I'm not sure I'll see.
I have not seen any polar bears around walls when you're out hunting. Are you done with walrus?
This was really interesting. So you guys need to assume what?
So I like the beach. Question was what does the walrus eat?
I'm going to need a few of the manner, not check.
Clams and seals.
Clams and mussels?
I guess they're clams.
What is clam?
Big
mussel.
I know in the Chula, in the winter when they cut them up, the content, mm-hmm. and they like it very much. But do they eat it too here?
When they have just been recently swallowed by the walrus and they have not started disintegrating, then they eat them. After they catch the walrus.
Edna, we didn't take a break. Maybe we can just end early rather than start into another topic that we would only be partway into. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we talked about before were the elders' role in the community, for one thing. Some of the explorers that might have come around there, New Grasp. Other aspects of hunting that we might get into are seal or polar bear. And I'm not sure, what are some of the other questions that you have written down, and questions that you've written for today, for example?
Any other topics we should be made aware of? I just told him that you're going to be telling him our topics or asking our topics that you want to hear about during the next session.
I'm interested to know about the land animals too, and how far from the coast the people of Barrow were likely to go to get wolf or wolverine or caribou.
turns out to be much more about the traditional things, much more. And I don't know whether you want to tell so much about the changing situations and the present situation in Barrow. In the beginning, you mentioned that it wasn't what we had expected us to hear when we tried, when we answered, when we questioned about modern issues. When we questioned about the modern thing, the modern situation, the changing social situation, he mentioned that it wasn't what he had expected to hear questions about. Do you remember?
I don't remember that, but maybe. Was it during the second session?
I don't think Edna was here.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what then.
Over in a hit to Sasa Kalasimar or Kasaras Kupko, Pagma Pakan only is a Matini, and you get in Uniani at Ingle Magan, in the Isamada of the Union, the Kanovo, Ingle, in Uniani, Minakami, with Kalini, Isamada of the Yaku, with the work, That's a lot for three more. Three more times, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three or two?
Tuesday and Thursday
next week.
Oh, I see. Boy,
it's
fast.
It always goes too fast for us.
2 minute question. That's why the time is fast.
Yeah. Okay, did everybody get enough from the last time?
Nope, I didn't.
And then?
I did, Ron.
You didn't? And, what we'll do is make up a set for Ross as well before going. Mm-hmm. We'll end it there for today then. And I think, Rod, it's your turn for notes, right?